Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here she is, the ridiculously cool Rosary Roberts. That's your full name, right?
Yeah, that's my full name.
Famously known as Rosary, Tanzanian female rapper, singer, and songwriter who's just like killing the game and has nails that it's on your Insta story though. What's happening with these nails? People can go and check it out on your Instagram. But I mean, it's like art. I feel like I'm at the Louvre, but it's a nail.
Yeah, man.
What's the story there?
I like to keep it real. It's all in my emotions. Like everything I do when it comes to the nail and the clothing and the makeup, everything is just in the emotion.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the emotions that I'm feeling right now.
So today was a bling emotion because there's a lot. That's like a bossing emotion.
But honestly, it's always like a blingy emotion in one way or another.
Even what's that saying? It's one thing to cry, but it's another thing to cry in a BMW or something like that. It's like
it honestly
rather
is.
Cry in a BMW than cry in a bus.
Exactly.
I think that's what people say. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So I mean, you've amassed an incredible audience at a really young age because you were like born in 1995, which would make you like super young. And what do you think it is that people like about you?
I really could say, I'm confident to say that it's the confidence and the honesty that I bring out in myself, because I'm always so brutally honest with what I feel or what I'm going through at the moment. I base my music in how I feel and whatever experiences that I'm going through. I like to be so real, and I feel like through hip hop, it's the realest genre there is, compared to the other genres. Like when it comes to R&B, you can sing about love, but you're not in love. But when it comes to hip hop, you can be like, yo, one time for the mother effers, you know, because that's how you really feel. So I chose hip hop because of that. I can be completely honest and completely real about my feelings, my emotions, and my experiences.
So epic. But I mean, the reality is that there's so many people that want to be in the space that you're in with the success that you have and the following that you have. So what is it like that you just is so uniquely you? What do you like? What is the thing that people have just really tapped into? It's the authenticity. But do you think it's your story? Do you think it's just your talent? Do you think it's your look? Do you think it's a combination?
I think it's a combination, but mostly it's my story, definitely, because nobody has gone through exactly what I have gone through. Definitely, there's people who have similarities in their stories, but because I mostly base my music with my experiences and my story, my life generally, that's what people, I think, find fascinating, because you can never find someone else being Rosary better than Rosary herself. So it's basically just that.
What do your exes say about you? What's their feedback?
Oh, nobody wanna be my ex. Right now, as it is, they crying, man.
Do you think you're like an intense person?
I am, yeah. Because whenever the truth hurts, you know, and whenever someone is so honest, it makes them so intense, because people like it when you're fake, because you can actually say what they want to hear. But whenever you say what everybody's thinking, but nobody has the guts to say, people could hate and people could be like, oh my God, she's too intense, or she's too like this and like that. So I just keep it real. I keep it 100.
And this is what people are clearly buying into, because they really, really dig you.
Exactly.
We got a track of yours that we're going to play in a second with MT. He was here a couple of weeks ago. Really, really cool guy.
Yeah, very humble guy.
Tell me about were you the guys together for this track? Because I know sometimes people just send their verses and they don't even know. They haven't even met.
Yeah.
So what's the story here?
Actually, we were together
cool.
in the studio.
Well, that's always a good thing. Yeah.
It is always a good thing because of the vibe, the intense emotion that is going around the studio when you're working is just, it's dope. It's what should be there, because I've worked with a couple of artists, but sending the verses online, and the experience is quite different. So I could say that with this song, with Way Up, it was so amazing because the vibe is what we based on. And I feel like his story and my story has that we have some similarities in our history. That's why it was so easy to come up with a track like Way Up, speaking about what we have been through, living in the streets, like, you know, like in the ghetto, and what we wish our life to be afterwards, but what it is also now. So it was quite an experience, I must say.
Well, let's take a listen to what that experience turned out in. More with Rosarie, other side of this.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So, I mean, such a dope track that we heard just now with Empty, and speaking about sort of your journey and the obstacles that you've overcome. What for you, I mean, it's a broad question, but what is the biggest obstacle that you think you faced in your life that at the time felt like, actually, am I going to get through this? I mean, you obviously did, but you know, when you're living something, like, stuff can be hard, and you actually think that Friday is going to be as horrible as what today was, and the rest of time will. So what has that obstacle been for you? And what did you learn from it in the end?
Well, there's two things that I can speak about generally in my life. It hasn't been such a long life because I'm still young, but there's two major things that I have gone through in my life that I'll never forget. And I always thank God that I'm past that. And I learned something from those two things. The first major thing is domestic violence. I'm from a background where my mama used to be beaten every night by my dad because of alcohol and all that. But every day felt like yesterday was better than today. Afterwards, though, things got better because we always stuck together, me and my sisters and my mom. We always stuck together, and we got past that, and gladly we learned a lot. I think it's the reason why I am Rosarie today, and I'm bold, and I can go through anything with the confidence that I've gotten out of that experience. Besides that, also, when I started my career in hip-hop, everybody told me I couldn't do it. Everybody said I couldn't do it, not because of any other reason, but because of my gender. Because you're a woman, you can't do hip-hop. Hip-hop is a male game. You have to be a guy, or if you're not a guy, you have to be guy-like, like a dude, to be able to pull it off. And I was like, guys, please just hear me out. Give me a chance to at least prove myself. That's why my first song, One Time, it was so intense and very harsh because of the energy that I was getting from people when I was starting to do my career in hip hop. But I transformed that energy into positivity, and it gave me the strength to be able to become Rosarie.
How much of your strength do you think you were just naturally born with? Versus you've just had no other option but to be strong in that moment?
I think strength is, of course, you can be born with strength, but I think most of the strength that we all have is through the experiences that we go through. Because if we never went through any experiences, if we never had to conquer a certain experience, we would have never been strong. So we are sharpened by the things that we go through, the hardships that we go through. Those are the things that sharpen us and make us so strong.
I mean, you walk into a room, you completely own it. I mean, we joked about it at the beginning of the interview, like, it's bling, it's this, it's like, it's super fresh, it's all of that.
Right.
But do you find that people have misconceptions about you based on what they see about you online? Or maybe just like their first interactions with you? Because you never, I mean, do we really know people? Social media is a great look at someone's life. But what misconceptions do you think people have about you?
There's definitely many misconceptions that people have about Rosarie, because sometimes most of the times the people that we see on Instagram or Facebook, on social media, that's not who those people really are, like deep inside. What I post is not grocery. It's just, it's a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. It's part of what I go through, but it's not the whole thing. So someone can say, Rosalie, because of your haircut and your tattoos and the way you curse in your songs, you have to be like taking so much alcohol from day to day, or drinking so, or smoking a lot, or, you know, just misconceptions that are not true. Actually, Rosalie doesn't drink. When you come to learn about her, Rosalie doesn't smoke. So there's a lot of things that we just eventually tell ourselves that these people are like this and this because of the way they look or how we hear their songs. But when you get to know that person, it's not really like that.
Who do you think knows you the best in the world outside of yourself?
Well, I don't think I even know myself that well. I think daily I'm getting to learn more things about myself, because I shock myself. Because I would say myself, but I shock myself from day to day. So I don't think there's anybody who knows me generally. Maybe God. Yeah.
That's a great answer to that question. Usually people say like their mom or their dad or like someone.
I don't think so, because sometimes I call my mom and I'm like, yo, mom, I've done this and that. And that thing that I've told my mom, she's actually shocked, but I'm more shocked about that thing than her. So I think I get
Wait, give me an example. What does this conversation sound like? What are you speaking? What would this be? Like,
I don't know. It's a lot of things, but there's sometimes I'm able to conquer some experiences that I never thought I could.
Mm.
You know, like I could get out of an experience and be like, wow, I didn't know that I could actually pull that off.
Huh.
Like there was a time we were shooting a video and we got arrested.
Okay.
And I called my mom. I'm like, after getting arrested, I'm like, yo, mom, I got arrested for the first time. And my mom is like, what? Are you okay? How was it? How did it go? I'm like, I was actually laughing with the police inside the station. Like, I didn't even know I would be strong enough to say, okay, let me just calm down and take this as it is and move forward and make sure that it sharpens me and makes me better. So basically, it's just, I'm learning about myself daily. Because if such a situation, you asked me, what if you got arrested when you're shooting your video right now?
You I would have say, said, yeah.
I would cry. I would do this and that. But I didn't. You know, I actually handled that. So I'm getting to learn about myself.
It's very cool. Yeah, I mean, you're ticking like every box there. There's like no holes to poke in the story.
Right.
You've been through a hell of a lot, but you've figured out how to take the challenges and turn them into opportunities.
Exactly.
And also to do something that's truly kind of authentic to you.
Yeah.
What do you think the next few years look like for you?
For me, I can only say what I hope. Because I don't know what the future holds. Definitely, I'm not a prophet. I wish I was, but sadly I'm not. But I am hopeful to take this music generally, especially hip-hop, when it comes to women. I want to take it to the next level. Because like we are looked down upon. When it comes to this genre, everybody would be like, nah, women cannot conquer hip hop because they can't even do hip hop because they're not built to take hardcore genres like hip hop. But I wanna change that perspective. That's what I'm about. When it comes to my country, Tanzania, and generally my continent, Africa, and in the world in general, because right now we have, it's rare to find females doing hip hop. It's big up to actually like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj in what they're doing worldwide. But that's just as much as it goes. Like hip hop in the world is just maybe Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, you know? So we need to change that perspective and even Africa, we need to, people need to know that we're doing it. Tanzania, people need to know that we're doing it. So generally, I want to change that perspective.
I dig it. And I think you will. I think you're on the path to doing it. I think you're doing it already.
Yes.
Rosary, if people want to connect with you on social media, super easy, right?
Yeah, it's super easy. On Instagram, it's Rosa_Ree. That's Rosa_Ree. And on Twitter, it's Rosa_Ree1. Rosa_Ree1. And on Facebook, it's just Rosary.
So dope.
Yeah.
Rosary, thanks so much for stopping by, and hope to see you soon. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
This is CliffCentral.com.